Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good.
It sure is a fine looking group, isn't it? Today we're going to talk about things that are impossible. And so to start out, I'm going to tell you about a game called Rock, Paper, and Scissors.
Oh, I love that game.
Do you love that game? You know that game?
I love that game.
You do? Okay, well tell me how you play.
Okay.
Okay.
So you put one of your hands like this and you put your other, you make a fist with your other hand.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
beat it down three times.
Uh-huh. And then you're like, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
And then you do that or this or that.
All right, let's try that.
Okay.
All right, everybody get over here where we can see you. Okay, ready?
One,
two, scissors.
Two.
All right, so
we cover you, Connor.
Okay, tell you, okay, what?
And then paper.
Even I didn't figure that out.
Paper covers rock.
Yeah.
Scissors be paper.
Gotcha.
And scissors be paper.
All right. All right. So, okay. So you guys can all play against me, and we'll do it one more time. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot.
Okay. So if you have scissors, we tie.
Cover.
And if you have paper, then I beat you.
I cut you.
And
so I got
you. And if you have rock, you beat me.
I cover Raven.
All right. So we're never gonna figure this out. Gotcha. So basically this is impossible.
She got paper, and then the rest of us got scissors, so.
Okay.
I cover her, and Raven bones all of you.
Yeah?
No, I beat you.
Like I said, pretty impossible.
I beat you.
Okay, one more time.
Rock,
one more time.
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot.
Up, we tied.
Bam, 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 bam. Stop doing that.
All right. Well, here's, okay, now I got the story part that we figured this out. Okay, because basically there's a tournament for this. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There is a tournament for rock, paper, scissors.
And shoot.
Yeah, and so if I have rock and you have paper, then I beat you, right?
Yep. It's easier with paper.
Yeah, and if I have scissors and you have rock, you beat me, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you have paper.
So I brought all of this stuff with me this morning. Okay, hang on. I brought a piece of paper. I brought some scissors.
Oh, yay.
Yep, mine. And I brought a rock. Okay, so if I wanted to write a letter, which one would I use?
The paper.
So if I wanted to write a letter, I'd use paper, right?
Okay.
And if I wanted to cut some paper, what would I use?
Scissors.
And if I wanted to get some water, what would I do?
Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
How would I do that?
Because Moses got the water out of the rock.
Man, you're telling my whole story, Lauren. I'm just going to let you talk from now on. That's right. Moses got water from a rock, didn't he? Lauren knows all this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you the Bible verse about that. In Exodus 17, the Lord talked to Moses. Because Moses was being basically persecuted because the Israelites said that they were never going to get any water. They were all dying of thirst. And there wasn't any water in the desert. And Moses thought that they were all going to die, so he went and talked to the Lord. And the Lord answered Moses and said, "Walk ahead of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and there will be enough for the people and the cattle to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. And so at this point in time, they got water from a rock. And I bet you didn't know that we could do that. But this particular rock says believe on it. So if you believe, see, it says believe. If you believe that you could get water from a rock, you think you can? Yeah, maybe not this particular one, but if you believe it, the Lord says it's possible. So are there things that are impossible?
Yes.
No.
Do you ever feel like there's something that's impossible?
Yes.
I bet that some point in time you've said to your mom, I can't do that. It's impossible.
Yep.
Have you said that?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet we've all said that at some point in time, haven't we? There are things that make you feel like in your life it's impossible, isn't there? Sometimes we feel like life itself is impossible, huh?
It's impossible to do.
It's impossible to do some things, isn't it?
It's impossible to do
things. Yeah. Sometimes life itself just feels like we're on an impossible ride, huh? And so what I want to tell you today is that nothing is impossible with God. If we ask and we pray and we talk to God, He will tell us that there is nothing in our life that is impossible if we try and if we believe. So let's have a word of prayer and ask God to help us to believe all the time. And then don't run off, because we've got loud Sunday this morning too. All right? Let's have a word of prayer. Nicole, we're having a word of prayer. Ready? Okay, bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we have only to believe in You and to pray, to talk to You each and every day, and we know that You will help us through the impossibilities of life. We ask You to be with us, to guide our every step, and to show us Your way is the best way. In Jesus' precious name, amen.